This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And I guess the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I hope so. I absolutely hope so. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's probably the best way to get a hold of me. And hopefully you're not going to be running into any flack, if you will, from our internet providers, because, you know, it's really kind of interesting. A lot of things happen along the way to the rodeo, if you will. I guess you would just, R. Whitney, what is it? I'm getting this stuff, waving to you stuff from Facebook. My God. You know, I'm sitting here in the studio, and all of a sudden, bing, 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 these things pop up across the screen through Google and Facebook and all this other stuff. You got me, all that garbage. And it's a little distracting. Taken away from the content of the show. We're just going to get right back to it, of course. But, Facebook, we're on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. You can check it out by going to our agenda21radio.news and the menu bar up there. We are on all the social media. Also, check out our YouTube programs that we are recording. We're still working some technicality. We got the 21 Studio 21 business is in shape and about to roll out on YouTube, and we're going to do it today, but no, nine yet, nada, not quite ready with cameras, plural. So that's going to be kind of exciting. So we're going to be doing that here pretty soon, and again, I promise, we're going to be going live on YouTube. Getting back to it here on Agenda 21 Radio. Now, interesting, we've got a number of stories I want to cover here. The Russian jet that shoots down a Syrian jet. Also, what's going on in Venezuela? Has socialism really run rampant in Venezuela, and what's been going on? You know, it's kind of interesting, this whole Venezuelan thing. Is you have a system there of socialism. Boy, it just doesn't work. Socialism does not work. Again, it's proof positive that when you run out of other people's money, which is what socialism is all about, things get a little bit hairy. Just a little bit hairy, if you will. And that's exactly what's happening in Venezuela right now. And it's kind of interesting. Gosh, when this whole thing with Venezuela first started breaking out, and Hugo Chavez was still a president there, and socialism was really strangling people and starting getting protests and stuff. We covered it quite a bit. In fact, we ended up getting a person who was able to text us and sometimes Skype into us on Agenda 21 Radio, who was there, an American who was living there in Venezuela, who was reporting on it for us. And it was like daily, were they going to be rounded up like the usual suspects and taken in type stuff. I mean, it was just right back out of the, you know, annals of World War II and the Nazis rounding people up and things like that. It was really Hitlerian, to say the least. And it was talking about, you know, food. Even this is then. This is, gosh, this is 4 years ago? Because Hugo Chavez was still alive. So how long ago was that? So we were getting those kind of reports. And now it's just exacerbated. We've gone, really, we were reporting a couple of months ago that in Venezuela, people were having to go to swimming pools to get bottles of water filled up because they'd run out of water. And it's just gotten worse. And they nationalized everything over there, of course. I mean, what do totalitarian dictators do when they're really faced with real trouble? Obviously, the private sector is not performing, so they must take it over. So, from biscuits to everything, being nationalized. Just the classic scenario for socialization, the socialist taking over, if you will, taking one foot in out of socialism and putting it into communism, kind of like California with Jerry Brown. And interesting references, by the way, now that I got in the California mindset here, which I'm going to get back into the other. But, California is turning into it's already a socialist state and soon to be a communist state. Communism is starting to really meld through the system here. It's becoming quite evident, I think, with the population. So will there be some, pushing back by good Californians and American citizens here in California? I think so, and I really believe that. I think the pulse of the people can be felt when you go to outdoor activities and things like that in large numbers. And again, there's a yearning, I think, with the illegal alien population in itself when they come to the United States to want to become Americans, and because they want the freedom and safety that's here. See, that's the thing, is that this is where these terrorists understand this right now. That when you want to overthrow a country with people like through immigration, which is what they're trying to do here, demographic shifting. And we talked about this with this Joel Kotkin article last week in talking about how California is slipping into a socialist state. Joel Kotkin, who I had at the conference on tolerance of the 1990s, I sponsored two of those conferences down in Southern California in 1993. Joel Kotkin was a featured speaker. He had just written the book called Tribes, and he was talking about what was going to happen in California in terms of population because of the dynamics of what was going on from population pressures being built by Central and South America primarily, and individuals that were 16 years and younger. 1993. And he came up with a number that he had pulled out from various sources that the population base in the Central and South America at the time, 16 years and younger, 93 million. million. See, there's 330 million. And I said to myself at the time, wow. And he said, wow. He said, because this is the deal. He said, "What?" And he's a demographer, so you understand this. He said that they will not be able to sustain themselves economically down there. So therefore, these people are going to be on the run. They're going to be moving about. And sure enough, isn't that true? From 93 to now, what's been going on? Populations have been migrating north, of course, encouraged by the Obama administration. See, these people that were the players and the globalists behind Obama understood that, what Kotkin was saying. He was saying it then. He said it at our conference, 93 million, which I find interesting. At the shooting last week, McAuliffe, the Virginia governor, was talking about gun violence. And he applied Common Core math to his terminology about the number of people that are destroyed by gun violence every single day in the United States of America. And you know what that number was? 93 million. I can't make it up. We played it. Remember last week? We played it about 10 times in a row. 93 million. It's like a broken record. But it's true. He said that. There's 330 million people in America. So within 3.5 days, there would be nobody left in the United States of America. We'd have to tap into Central and South America again, wouldn't we? Well, we're doing that now. Stay with us. More to come on Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top. You owe more than $20,000 of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's all. 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. That will get you there. Also, you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. Okay, now, interesting things going on in the world of education. Of course, we are very, very mindful of what is going on in education because of our educational background here at Agenda 21 Radio. Now, this is interesting because some interesting things have developed relative to education in the educational system in play. Some of that stuff includes, are you ready for this? Includes what is going on in the Office of Civil Rights. Now, it's kind of an interesting story in that the Office of Civil Rights is run by the Justice Department. And the Office of Civil Rights monitors what is going on in schools relative to school rights, students' rights to a free and what they call appropriate education, known as FAPE. If you will, FAPE. Now, those of you that are on the conservative side, and including myself in being an educator, there are some things that are moving and shaking in the world of the Office of Civil Rights. This Office of Civil Rights was used as a major weapon. It was weaponized during the Obama administration to run roughshod over colleges and universities to comply with all the edicts that the socialist wanted to foist upon colleges, universities, and secondary schools, such as high schools, junior high schools, and so on. There was an agenda that was established with the Office of Civil Rights, rather than ensuring everybody gets a free and appropriate education, which is the job of the Office of Civil Rights. I mean, there's really only one job coming from 1964 Civil Rights Act for the Department of Education. That's to make sure that students' civil rights are protected for a free and appropriate education called FAPE, if you will, in the education business. Does that make sense? So now, Betsy DeVos, who is the new education secretary, has got to be celebrating to some degree. She's very much a conservative. Amway, anyone? She's of the Amway family. Education Department closes transgender cases as it pushes to scale back civil rights investigations. This is but the first that's going to happen that's going to transform the education system in the United States. You see, they have been using the Office of Civil Rights to foist upon you, well, gender-neutral bathrooms, right? And if you're a boy as a transgender and you want to feel like a girl today, you can go squat in the girls' restroom. You know, 41 years in the system, ladies and gentlemen, and never was I ever confronted with such things as what they talk about with the transgenders. I was never confronted with transgenderism at all. Hello? Never was I confronted with that. Now, you go figure how that whole thing pans out, right? You go figure how that works out, ladies and gentlemen. But I was never, ever in my career associated with that. Never had... any kind of contact with a so-called transgender student, they just weren't there. Now, talk about gay students, some, what? Very overblown, crisis created in many places, many liberal places of California in particular, like Sacramento region. I can remember the one time that really was blown up was I got a call from the Sacramento Bee. How is your gay club at your school? I said, we don't have one. Well, it says you have one right here. I said, we don't have one. You must have one. It says right here. I don't know where they were reading from, but they said somehow we had a gay club. And I said, we don't have it here. Oh, you must have one. Guess what? Next morning in the Sacramento Bee, we had one. I said, I called the reporter who never returned my call. But I did leave an extensive message on there that you misrepresented with the facts. See, I still had it. This is when I was burgeoning with a radio show, and I got on the radio show on Saturday and denounced the Sacramento Bee. Then they called me. Well, I said, wait a minute. You lied. You lied. Because there was a push within the California legislators, in the legislature, to push various gay bills. And they needed schools to say that they had one. I didn't have one. I said, you lied. I said, I'm the guy who's administratively overseeing these things. We don't have one. Well, a student called us. So we checked out the student who called. And the student who called was a graduate of the school 2 years prior who was involved with this whole initiative that was going on and was speaking for the school. I said, this guy doesn't even go here. He's gone. Kaput, not a nine yet. No way was he there. Yet 2 years prior, he wanted to start a gay club. And he could not get an advisor. In fact, he harangued an advisor. It's kind of an interesting situation I'm not going to go into. Very interesting situation. Trying to harass a teacher. You know, cops were called. He's arrested. I mean, it was an ugly situation. But he said to the reporter, oh, the school's got one. Not the case. And so I said to him, what kind of a operation are you guys running down there at the SAC B? Lying to the public. But see, that's what goes on in these situations. The reality check is just not now. Now things have changed because now we have this narrative out there where you have in some schools these things actually developing. The numbers are not sufficient, though. In other words, this is where they created a crisis using the homosexual agenda to foist it on the schools, and it was not even there. Again, doesn't that sound familiar, like the Russian thing, where there's no there, right? Anita Hill, remember that? Clarence Thomas, the pubic hairs on the Coke can, those kind of things. That blew up in their face, didn't it? This is going to blow up in their face, too. Remember, it was Joe Biden asking the question on that Senate Judiciary Committee of Clarence Thomas. Boy, did Biden get pushback on that one. He was slammed by Clarence Thomas. It was a classy thing. Go back and look at Clarence Thomas and E. Hill thing. Watch the video. Watch the... you'll see what... This is all going to happen that way for the Russian investigation. There's no there. But they push back now on these civil rights investigations, you see, because what happens when you prompt a federal civil rights investigation for very... And by the way, it does happen. Discrimination does happen. But oftentimes, when you see these things and hear about these investigations, I've been contacted by the feds on things. Inquiries, want to find out, fill out some paperwork. One thing a school district does not want to do is get dwaddled down in a federal civil rights investigation by the Department of Justice, aka also associated with the Department of Education. You just don't want to do that. It's very time consuming. Superintendents will spend 90% of their time on just one case and not running their schools. That's what happens. You end up, if you have a staff member, you can delegate a lot of that stuff, but the investigate is very, very time consuming. Kids suffer. And, of course, they're trying oftentimes to politicize situations, as we saw in the Obama administration. These things will continue to fester, if you will, and become bigger and bigger problems. And the article goes on here. It says the Education Department for the Office of Civil Rights last week closed a long-running discrimination case involving a transgender student and withdrew its findings that the girl had suffered discrimination at a school. Look for more of that. Look for more of that, ladies and gentlemen, because that will happen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and Numana Foods, numana.com/agenda.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. California at it again. The interesting thing, getting reports from the Commonwealth Club of San Francisco, that Friday they had an event that was featuring transportation in California. This interesting story. So all of you people interested in state split, formation of a new state, Jefferson. It's interesting what is happening with this whole new state situation. And I think that a couple of things. One, the filing of the court, the suit in court on behalf of representation, which is not going to yield a state, apparently, they say. has moved on and progressed through the courts. That's gone through its first step. The filing by the state of California to dismiss was dismissed by the court. It's now moving through the court system. Okay, that's the first step. That's good. There's going to be a hearing on the 29th of August. Now, but some interesting things have occurred. Now, I'm going to lay this out because I think this is very interesting because we're talking about making a new state potentially and how this whole thing is playing out, which is really interesting. And the forces that be that's playing out. Now, we have a dictatorship, and of course, heavy emphasis on dictator, with Jerry Brown and the monoparty system, one-party system, all Democrats. They have supermajority in the Assembly and in the Senate. We get that. We call it the California Soviet Socialist Republic now. Communist California, some people say. I would say we're 1 foot socialist, 1 foot communist. Heavy emphasis leaning on communism. Because the taking of the property for the state and all that stuff, that's what they want to do. It's kind of like what they used to do with the Pope back in the day. It's all a Pope's property. That's why Martin Luther and the Reformation came about. Come on, go study this stuff. Isn't that interesting, the parallels there? So Jerry Brown, the good Jesuit that he is, has in his getting to be his 16th year as governor. Think about that. Moving on into his 16th year of governor. Anyway, it's been kind of an interesting ride as we've gone through to the monoparty system and the destruction of the Republican Party here in California, the whole dynamic that's been along with that. And now we've got this new state initiative in the Jefferson movement and this lawsuit. So there's all these things trying to separate North State and make it a state. So we go to the Commonwealth Club on Friday. Not me, but other people. And it was reported to me by some of these people there, sources. Paul, you'd be really interested in what we were discussing or what we were hearing at the Commonwealth Club. Some people heard the audio and called me. Said, you'd be interested in what we heard at the Commonwealth. I said, really? Okay, tell me about what happened at the Commonwealth Club. Now, the Commonwealth Club, you've probably heard about this. It's a big hoity-toity. It's a big area in which you have a lot of top national speakers for whatever. You have senators, and you have political figures, and you have big entrepreneurs. They all come and speak at the Commonwealth Club. It's a big covered thing and all that stuff. So this time, it was all about transportation, about ultimately taxation. And there was a man there, the guy, the senator, California State Senator, who put together SB1, which was this huge tax bill that came for, not a bill itself, but an actual Senate bill that was put forward to raise taxes by $5 billion per year on California car drivers through the DMV, 30 cents per gallon gas tax, and so on. Chris Street was on, talked about it. So he was there, he talked, other people talked, and there was a real plan that was established about how this is all going to play out in the future. It's boom, 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 boom. They have it all planned, all organized, how they're going to lay out all the transportation, and they're going to seize property, they're going to do all this stuff to make it necessary to get that bullet train in, all this other good stuff, high-speed rail, all this stuff. And it was interesting because they made reference to Northern California several times. These speakers did. Now, these are politicians. These are people that are in the know. And these are people that are way into what's going to be happening in the future. These are the futurists out there. And as a matter of fact, on at least what I was told five different times, they referred to Northern California not as Northern California. I'm talking about above San Francisco to the Oregon border. They didn't call it Northern California. They referred to it as the area known as the State of Jefferson. I said, really? So I heard a little bit. I said, really? You see, I think that's a game changer. I think that's a major game changer. when you're hearing that kind of vernacular being used in these kind of meetings, in these kind of settings, it's totally, you know, it's, you know, this is a national cup. Michael Savage has talked there before. I mean, I know he's a national figure. But, you know, you'd get big figures talking. You know, you'd have Henry Kissinger speak there, that kind of guy. But these are the globalists out there who are projecting. So it begs the question, and they're totally left here. This is a leftist thing. I mean, well, it's a leftist thing. I know you said, well, Michael said, well, sure, they want to hear about what's going on the right. But a totally leftist thing that was being presented there. More communism, more socialism coming from Jerry Brown and his people on this whole Commonwealth presentation. It was sponsored by the Mineta Institute, Mineta Transportation Institute, MTI, not Panetta, not Leon Panetta, but Mineta, which is located out of San Jose State University, which is right there next to, you know, San Jose is right there next to San Francisco. And of course, it's all designed for Silicon Valley types and that sort of thing. A think tank type of place. So Mineta Institute, or Mineta Transportation Institute, put this on. So it begs the question, why would a leftist organization just so casually refer to Northern California as the state of Jefferson? I think that's very interesting. I mean, being involved in the Jefferson thing now for almost 4 years, It's very interesting that they would say that. Now, we understand that the court case for representation, which is aligned, so they say it's not, and then they say that it is with the Jefferson statehood movement. This court case is not going to get you a state, they say now. Even though they promised that it would, but now it's not. So they've, you know, backtracked so they get this thing through. Well, that's not going to get you a state per se, unless something does happen in the courts that changes all that, unless there's some sort of change in the thinking by Governor Brown and the leftist. Because, you see, the hope is that they're going to want to come around to representation and give better representation, adequate representation to Northern California because of its rural nature. Because there's not a lot of representatives up here. It's very inadequately represented in the state legislature. It's totally inadequate. It's a one man, one vote, so that shoves all the representation down in Southern California. Northern California gets very little. Hence, what we saw a result of that is lack of representation to properly give oversight to infrastructure places like Orville Dam. So that's the problem. But I find it very telling that in this meeting that they referred to the state of Jefferson very casually and very matter-of-factly. What in the world is that all about? I think I know, but I don't know yet entirely. But it's something to think about, isn't it? State of Jefferson. State of mind. New state movement. But who's going to be behind it? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Now, interesting, going on with the new state of Jefferson, new state movement, and there's several movements, or a couple of movements now, that have now developed. There's the SOJ 51 movement, there's the CCR movement. And I think that's it. Two movements that are now starting to form and have been formed. And, of course, there's this lawsuit group, which is part of the SOJ 51. Actually, you can't mask it. It's there. I mean, anyway, even though I know they want to separate that out, and they're trying to keep it separate, but it's not working, you know. Promising a state and then giving a lawsuit, basically, is what has happened there. Which, you know, we all are in the same boat. Listen, I can be critical, I can do whatever I want to do, but I'm just telling you, the people up here have had it with Northern California and Jerry Brown. We've had it up here. I mean, and by the way, I got news for everybody. I have been hearing from people in other counties over the last several weeks, and it's just now, it's getting to a fever pitch in which, you know, the word's out. Call Paul Preston, call Agenda 21 Radio. In fact, we've picked up a couple of radio stations down in that area and here in North State. More stations picking up what we're talking about. And we started a new show on Sunday called 51st New State Talk Radio, covering the basis here of the movements, if you will, to form a state. So let's be clear. We can have groups that are forming a new state, we're all committed to having the new state. That's a fact, Jack. That is what we want. There's going to be a new state. That will happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. There's going to be a new state. You'll get a 51st state or a 52nd, whatever happens down there in Puerto Rico. And if you ever, I mean, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is an important issue, certainly important to Donald Trump, because if there is a new state that comes about before 2018, which it looks like could be for Puerto Rico, do you think it's going to be a conservative state of Puerto Rico with two conservative senators? Hello. It's not. It's going to be strictly a Democratic state. Of course. Well,
That might mean we'll have 102 senators. Right. What do you think that's going to do the balance of power? Where there's what, 51, 50, 53, I think, conservative Democratic senators now. Well, that just washes it all out. So, but if you have a Northern California state, that's going to go Trump, of course. Just will happen. So it's interesting that they mention in this thing, I'm going to go back to this thing at the Commonwealth Club. Oh, just, yeah, State of Jefferson. Oh, okay. You guys? Hello? That's like the, that's, that basically what says to me is that the California Senate Assembly says, just by the by says, oh, yeah, State of Jefferson. What do they know? Right? That's the question. What do they know? Interesting stuff going on. If you want to find out more information, you can call area code 530-870-8569. That's the number you can call here at the studio. We'll direct you to various movements going on. That's 530-870-8569. That's our number. Okay. Now, some interesting things going on in conjunction with that and how these Democrats have been moving the needle, so to speak, when you start talking about this whole new state initiative, but also start talking about why do we want to get away from the state of California? Classic example. They're introducing legislation, and they've done so already. They're trying to transform, are you ready for this? What we call the Board of Equalization that collects $60 billion in taxes and government fees. They want to transform this, and they want to kill a long-troubled agency and then change it and get it up and running within 2 weeks. They're giving themselves 2 weeks to strip the agency of almost all of its authority and workforce. That fast timeline is one of the consequences of the legislature's decision on Thursday to diminish the Board of Equalization and replace it with two new tax departments, one of which has to be up and running by July 1st. Supporters of the plan say change was long overdue for the agency. They point to critical audits that showed the board had inappropriately was intervening in the agency's daily operations and a 2015 report at the State Comptroller's Office that revealed that the tax agency had misallocated $47 million in revenue that was owed to local governments. Really? Really? It just so happens tonight. Former Senator George Runner is going to be making an appearance at the Center Buttes Tea Party Patriots. He's the vice chair of, guess what, the Board of Equalization. He'll be there tonight to speak about this issue and more. Interesting. George Runner's fantastic guy, by the way. I was able to interview him a couple of times in the radio about an initiative when he was a senator to make the age requirement for kindergartners to be 5 years old as opposed to 4 years old. See, back in 1991, 92, everybody said, oh, we can take four-year-olds and put them in kindergarten. Oh, and that's great. No, it wasn't. It was devastating to a generation of children in California that were 4 years old at the time. They lacked the skills by the time they maturated to the ninth grade. Heavy dropouts, all young kids that didn't stand a chance in kindergarten, believe it or not. George Runner saw that. Introduced legislation to stop it. And about 4 or 5 years ago, that was changed. Now kindergarten teachers can look at 5 and 6 year olds rather than looking at a C in the first day of school of 4, 5, and 6 year olds. Can you imagine a teacher having to deal with that? And they're supposed to learn something? Anyway, that's tonight. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, those of you in the local area here, Senator Butte's Tea Party Patriots, Senator George Runner, retired, will be here. Vice Chair of the Board of Equalization. I mean, talk about it. This is a huge deal here in California. It just popped up. He will be here today at 6:30 p.m. Church of Glad Tidings, June 19th. Wow. And don't forget the regular feature of In the News will follow. Special guest speaker. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And I'll tell you, we're in for some rough times ahead, I think. I think the terrorists are going to continue to unveil themselves. Here in California, there's going to be more tightening, if you will, of what is really truly going on. And it's going to be, I think, a difficult situation, but it will clear itself up. I really believe that. I think that we're on the right course, and we've got some difficult times ahead, and the left is going to make it difficult for us, but we're going to prevail. And the reason why we're going to prevail is that we're exceptional Americans. That's the reason. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.